Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The police lip sync challenge began in Texas. Police departments post videos and then challenge others to do the same. It has since spread to many states, including here in Georgia. The Canton Police Department is the latest city to step up, as GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
Among news of police shootings and potential racial bias, many officers are working harder on community relations. When the Canton Police Department was challenged, they invited the community to lip sync along with them. Police Chief Mark Mitchell said the videos are all part of their mission.
This is just another community event. Our taxpayers' dollars being used to fund our officer salaries on this? Absolutely. Are they on every other community event we do in the city? Absolutely.
Mitchell says only part of the force participated. The rest were protecting the city of Canton during the concert. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
U.S. Representative John Lewis has been released from the hospital. According to a spokeswoman, the 78-year-old Atlanta congressman was admitted to the hospital on Saturday night for routine observation. She says medical tests have all been completed and the doctors have given Lewis a clean bill of health. Lewis played a key role in the civil rights movement and marched with Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in 1965 in Selma, Alabama. Ambassador Andrew Young made his first public appearance since being released from the hospital. Yesterday, he preached the Sunday sermon at his home church in Atlanta. Young fell ill with a staph infection in Nashville back in May, and then he spent several days at Emory University Hospital. According to 11 Alive, during his sermon yesterday, Young spoke about the importance of strong trade relations, his hopes for the country in Georgia's gubernatorial race. School shooting survivors from Parkland, Florida, were welcomed to Atlanta by Martin Luther King III yesterday, who shared his own story of gun violence. Speaking at the Rialto Center, King said that his grandmother was killed by a deranged gunman inside Ebenezer Baptist Church in 1974. King also said that the student-led movement is the most powerful civil rights initiative he has seen since 1963. The survivors of the Parkland school shooting are currently on a nationwide tour to help register young voters in order to push for stricter gun control laws. Another similar event is scheduled for today in Roswell. Former Atlanta Braves star Chipper Jones is now a Baseball Hall of Famer. GPB's Taylor Gant reports on yesterday's induction in Cooperstown, New York.
For nearly two decades, Chipper Jones was a pillar for the Braves, walking up to the plate with Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train blaring in the background. During his induction speech, Jones thanked his parents, his teammates, and especially his former manager, Bobby Cox.
Bobby, next to my parents, you had the biggest influence on my career of anybody. Thank you for never hesitating to put the bat in my hands with the game on the line. And thank you for never hesitating to believe in me.
Led by Cox and Jones, Atlanta won the World Series in 1995, which is the city's last championship in a major sport. Jones, who retired in 2012, finished his playing career with 468 home runs and earned the National League MVP in 1999. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
First place Atlanta United defeated the Montreal Impact on Saturday, winning by a final score of 2-1. Joseph Martinez scored twice in the contest, bringing his league-leading total to 24. Speaking to Fox Sports, goalkeeper Brad Guzan predicted that Martinez will set a new MLS record for goals this season.
What more can you say? The guy's phenomenal. He's for sure going to break the record. At this point, just a matter of what's he going to finish on.
Martinez and four other Atlanta players will take part in Wednesday's MLS All-Star Game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For more news, please visit gpbnews.org.